tonight's episode deals with meditation. Meditation is good for your soul. Meditation is good for your whole body. Meditation of the mind. When you come home and you had a stressful day from work, I suggest to all of you, the first things that you should do is not run to the television or the phone or anything like that. Turn your phone either on silent mode or just turn it off for like a brief half an hour. Turn off your television and then just meditate. Or you can just take music or an app and then just listen to it. I've been looking at different YouTube videos and I've been seeing so many different chakras, colors, sounds. You listen to the sound of someone's voice. They're very soothing and mesmerizing. A lot of people say that when I do podcasts, my voice can be very mesmerized and hypnotic. Maybe. I sometimes put myself to sleep. That's how mesmerizing, hypnotic my voice can be. But meditation is good for your soul. It's good for your mind. It's good for your overall health. Think about all the stresses that we're dealing with right now. Life is chaotic. Life is filled with a lot of crisis, issue. There's so much badness in this world. There's not enough goodness. There should be. You want to turn on the news. You don't want to hear about a sad story, a bad story. You want to hear about something enlightening, something positive. Take all the negative energy from the stresses of the day and get them out of your system. It doesn't matter where you are in your home. You could be in your room, down in the living room, the bedroom, any part of the house that you find peace and quiet. See, the thing for me is stress does kill. Stress leads to disease. Stress leads to heart attack. Stress leads to stress. Stress leads to so many different diseases. And the way to get stress out of your body, the way to get it out of your body is through meditation. Music soothes the soul just as meditation. Any type of meditation, yoga, Pilates. Or if you have an aquarium with colorful fish, and you turn down the lights and dim them. Again, no television, no electronics. Just let your mind rest. Or focus on the aquarium because the colors are beautiful, watching the fish swimming in the aquarium. If I had that, I could tell you that would be one of my meditative techniques I would use. But chakra, getting that aura of positive energy flowing inside of you and releasing all the negativity. So many people do meditation in many different ways. Some people do yoga or some form of exercise. If you have the app Calm, you can listen to the different sounds, the waters, you know, like the ocean and a breeze, wind chimes. Actually, having wind chimes is very meditative too. Back in the day, I had them. They put them outside by the door, and as the wind would blow, they would just make a little bit of a noise. But then again, depending on where you live, some people might not find that amusing. You can even have them in your own house. You can hang them up by a kitchen window. It's meditating. Just certain sounds soothe you, put you at ease, relax you, make you feel as you're one. For me, meditation is a form of getting all of the negative energy out that's in my body and focusing on something positive. Think to yourself, what can I be doing now? What am I focusing on? The one thing I always want everyone to remember is when you go to sleep at night, before you go to sleep at night, say a chant to yourself. Say to yourself, or if you can predict this of yourself, where do you think you're going to be 10 or 20 years from now? Say to yourself, I will be a success. I will be happy. I will have everything I want in my life. If you keep repeating the same chant over and over and over again, I can guarantee you that some type of happiness will come your way, some type of wealth you'll accumulate. Or you never know, you may wake up one morning and find, oh my God, go check into your bank account and say, oh my God, look, where did this money come from? Wealth. Not talking about riches, wealth. Because riches, again, it's really geared for people who have it all. Now, you could also have it all, but there are a lot of more important things in life than money. I know a lot of people say, what are you talking about? We need money. Yeah, we need money to live on. We need money to survive. I get it. But what about happiness? What about love? What about peace? What about harmony? Think about a world where we don't have any wars, where people don't hate each other, where there's no name calling and body shaming. Because think about it. We do have that out in the real world, but we also have that on social media. I try to avoid social media like Instagram, which I think people compete with one another with what they have. And you know what I always say? Be grateful for what you do have versus what you don't have. And what you don't have, you can go out there and get it. You could go out there and achieve it. You could go out there and do what you need to do to get what you want out of life. For me, happiness, love, you know, and abundance of financial security. You know, I'm not talking about riches again, and I'm not talking about material things. You know, material things come and go. People come and go, but people come and then they go and never come back. There's a difference. People come, stay for a little bit, and then go. Whether through natural causes or just whether old age, you know, or a disease that they're battling. I think that I like to make an impression upon all of you. I think all of you need to understand this. There's a part of me that feels I'm losing touch with reality. There's a part of me that feels that I'm losing touch with the people that are in my life. Every time I try to do something for someone, it backfires. Or if I want to try to help someone, maybe I'm not helping them in the way they want me to help them. You know, I've gone through life. Experience, survived every type of crisis, every bad negative energy that was thrown at me, I was able to get through. It wasn't easy. A lot of people say, well, in my book, you are a survivor. You're someone we can look up to, someone we can follow. Look, I don't want to be a leader. I think being a leader is the toughest job in the world. Being a follower is not even that great either. I want to be my own person. I want to be someone who has a measure of happiness, tranquility, harmony, positivity. Because I believe that if you meditate and if you keep saying a mantra every time you wake up in the morning, the first thing you say to yourself is, I'm so lucky to be alive. I'm so grateful to be alive. You know what? When people wake up in the morning, what's the first thing you do? You smile. You smile. You think of all the things that you have in your life right now and the things that you can achieve down the line. You can achieve them. Thing I want to do is this. I want to believe that everything we're dealing with right now in this world is only temporary. There'll be a measure of happiness. There'll be a measure of peace. We will get along with each other. There won't be all these endless wars. I always think that wars, what do they solve? Nothing. Innocent people get hurt. You know? And then there's like a ripple effect. If it happens in a country, then it's all felt around the world. Look at everything that's going on now. People are still trying to make ends meet. I mean, I'm trying to do my very best. I'm trying to think outside the box. I'm trying to find different ways to appease to all of you. So I said to myself, I'm going to take this podcast to the next level and talk about other things that could help you in your life, not just my own troubles, because believe me, again, I could take it and put it in the form of a book, an audio book, or even, you know, a short documentary. And then you can see for yourself what I'm talking about. You'll see the real pain come from my eyes. See, right now, I feel a little bit lost right now. I'm trying to find that woman that's going to inspire and help other people. But where is she going to start? She has to start from somewhere, right? I'm always constantly learning, watching, observing, looking at how other people made success in life. Some of it came to them easily, and others, well, again, they were born into it. But I look back at my parents when they struggled, and the real reward is how they got through life. Because they didn't give up. My father went through the harshest when he was a little boy growing up, to when he was a young man, when he went into the army, when he fought in the war. He was in the military, rather. He was in the military, he fought in the war, the Korean War. Saw a lot of tragedy and lost a lot of his fellow soldiers, and he came out with maybe some scratches or whatnot, but he was okay. He was able to talk about it, but many years later when I brought it up to him, he had a hard time talking about it. Tears would come out of his eyes, but he survived it. Then he came here to America to make a life, to work at a job so he can bring over my mother and my sisters over and have them start fresh. It was a struggle, you know? I mean, he made his ticket to paradise a reality. You don't talk about it, you do it. You don't procrastinate, you do it. Actions speak louder than words, right? When I looked at my mother, she came into this land not knowing anyone, didn't know how to speak the language, but she taught herself. She was her own teacher. She had a dictionary that she referred to, a Greek to English dictionary. And then she watched television, she picked up on the language. And then when someone would come by and talk with her, she did the best of her ability to understand what they were saying. And she did. She did talk. She didn't talk or like lose her accent. She spoke with an accent, but she didn't lose the accent. But she tried really hard, and I admire her for that. Like, she could have easily said, I can't do this, let's go back to Greece. But no, both her and my father were strong in that they went through life's struggles. You know, back then it was different. It was a different time back then. Things were done differently. When everybody talked about their emotions, they kept quiet. Everything stayed in the family. Because I believe that when you get to be at a certain age in your life and you have a family of your own, any type of a crisis or problem, you don't want to go spilling it out to the world. A lot of people do that. A lot of people make the mistake of, I'm having problems. They'll announce it on Facebook, Instagram, you know, wherever they have an account on. That's the worst thing that you can do. Why? Then you're going to have people judging you. People that you know in your social circle, but also people that you've connected with but don't really know. And I say to all of you, when you start to let people into your own personal crisis, you're never going to get away from it. There's always going to be judgment and constant criticism. We don't need that right now. I don't need that right now in my life. That's why I avoid the big players. I go on YouTube because I like to be learning. I subscribe, and if you look at my subscriptions, I've subscribed to every channel that I could find that interests me. But I could talk about chakra. I could talk about colors. If you look at colors, geometric shapes, and just focus on that, it'll put your mind at ease. Sometimes you'll hear a voice in the background talking to you, reassuring you, affirming you. And other times, you're just listening to the music. Music soothes the soul. Music soothes the savage beast. Music. Music. You know, and it doesn't have to have words. It all depends on the type of music you like. For me, I just like sounds. Non-lyrical. You know, sometimes lyrical, sometimes not. But when I'm meditating, I just want to listen to different music without voice. Music without voice is a lot better than listening to, you know, music with words. You can form the words in your own head. You want to meditate to a higher plateau. Colors. Colors. One thing I've also learned is this. When you get all that negative energy out and you do this meditation for as long as you can, every day if you have to, every time you have type of stress, whether it's personal, work-related, whatever, when you come home, de-stress yourself. De-stress yourself. Take yourself out of this plateau and say to yourself, I can, I will. Now I'm worried about my cat. See, now an animal could help you de-stress too. Yeah, see? He understands. You know, animals lower the blood pressure. You know, whether it's a cat, a dog. But again, fish in an aquarium. When you have fish in an aquarium, colorful fish, and you stare at that without putting on the television, without
looking at your phone just for like 15 to like 20 minutes, trust me, all of that negative energy that you had inside of you will go away. And if you consistently do it every single day, you will see a change in you. Your stress levels will start to come down. You'll feel a sense of peace and tranquility. But see, again, a lot of people are so stressed. They take on so much. You're at work, you want to try to be the hero at work. I take it one day at a time. You know, my colleague had said to me, why don't you expand? Why don't you suggest something and you can move up? You don't want to be staying at the same spot. Well, one day I want to move up in the field that I'm in, but I'm not in a rush to do it. I don't want to put too much on top of myself and then get stressed out and get overwhelmed. I have a habit of doing that, taking too much at one time and then getting myself stressed out. No, I want to take it one day at a time. I do want to learn other stuff in other fields, but at my own pace. Right now, I'm learning the job that I'm at now. And believe it or not, at the end of this month, it will be 1 year since I've been there. How time flies. I can't even remember when I started. It was over a year ago, the end of March, that I started this position. Who knew that I would be still there? I was always doubtful of jobs because you say to yourself, you're working at a company, and this company you're working for, it's like a second family. So you spend 8 hours of your time with them versus your own family. And then most of the time you spend in the car if you're sitting in traffic, because where I work, it's a distance. It's like a 45-minute drive to get to work. And well, today was a work-from-home day. Depending on the weather tomorrow, who knows? I mean, they're talking about mixed wintry weather in the month of March. That can even go into April, too. See, I like looking at raindrops. When I was a little girl, that's one meditative quality I like looking at. Raindrops falling down on the window. Raindrops. And I used to see the raindrops. It would be like a race to see which raindrops are going to make it the fastest going down the windowsill. I used to watch the rain come down. So soothing. Or even when you open up the window and you hear just a nice soft drizzle or a nice steady rain. Not pouring rain. Beautiful rain just coming down and seeing it glistening on the leaves of the trees and in the flowers. It's so beautiful to look at. Let's take in nature. Put yourself in a virtual experience, you know. You know, meditate to it. Like I said, if you get the Calm app and you download it on your phone, you'll know what I'm talking about. Now, for all of you out there in international waters, you may have something similar to that under a different name, but whatever it is, seriously, take that time, even before you go to bed, or even if you can't sleep at night, that will put you to sleep, just listening to the rains, or like a stormy night, or like water rushing up through the beach on a moonlit night, just certain sounds. But I've been listening and also looking at colors. Colors are very meditative. You stare at different colors, the chakras, as they call it, it's very soothing. Take yourself away into paradise. Picture yourself someplace else, away from all the chaos, away from all the negative energy, because every time you keep negative energy in your body, you're doing more harm than good. You're affecting your health that way. See, for me, I try to block situations out. In my own personal life, I try not to think of the bad. I push that to the back of my mind. When I think of something positive, I think one day I'm going to get myself out of debt. One day I'm going to move up the corporate ladder. One day I'm going to find that happiness and grab onto it. If you're asking me, am I happy now? It's a work in progress. And I don't want to let my heart get broken again. And like I said 3 or 4 episodes ago, when you have a connection with someone, or you thought you had a connection with someone else and they turned out to be someone they weren't, your heart gets sidetracked. Your mind got a little bit torn apart. And it hurt. I still think about it. Why me? You know, I always thought I was a good judge of character. But then I thought to myself, I could take that negativity and turn it into something positive. So again, give somebody the benefit of the doubt. Because not everybody is bad. And the people who do the bad things learn their lesson at some point, and they regret the things they've done. You ever notice that some people can say to you, I'm sorry, but what's behind the I'm sorry? What was your intention? Why did you do what you did? What possessed you to do that? You have to think about that, you know. But anyway, I don't want to take up too much of your time. I just want to talk about meditation. Meditation is the key. Chakra. We're going to get more into that. I actually want to get the crystals. Crystals, I think, can help, not just in the physical sense, but in the mental sense. I've had crystals and I've had them, either wore them, displayed them. I had them with me as a source of luck, almost like a good luck charm. You know, my mother and father believed that the evil eye wards off the negative spirits, that if you have negativity in your body, and if you listen to this chant or you look at the colors, it will ward off all the evil spirits. I know that everybody who goes to bed at night sometimes say, oh my God, I had a nightmare. And I did. I had a weird dream though last night. I can't remember what it was about, but I could tell you it was bizarre. There were situations where people that I didn't even know were in this dream. Have never met them before, but if I have, where do they come from? You know? And I want to delve into dreams because I think different dreams mean many different things to many people. I used to have a dream dictionary from A to Z. And if you had a dream about something particular, like whether it was an object or a person or whatever, or an experience, it told you what that dream meant. And the dreams that I've had, I've dreamt about death. And my mother had said, and I think I really believe in this because this is our old school way of thinking. If you dream about death, your life is prolonged. In other words, you live a lot longer. So every time you dream about death, your life is longer. In other words, you live longer. Whether or not that's true remains to be seen. But then I thought, well, what happens if you dream about life? Is it the opposite? So I'm going to delve into that sooner, and I kind of want to get an idea of what dreams are all about, what different dreams signify, if there's any meaning to them. But again, meditation, healing, yoga, chanting, looking at, if you put it either up on your phone or on a TV screen, like a screensaver, screenshot, and just kind of look at the meditation. The colors are just so soothing to look at, and they put your mind at ease. They get rid of all those negative energies, and you think of all the positivity. Think of the things that make you happy. One day, wake up and say to yourself, or every day for that matter, I'm happy to be alive. The chance to live, the chance to go out and experience nature, chance to be with one, you know, chance to have meaningful relationships and to go to work or whatever, whoever or whatever is going on in your life at that moment. And then go into the mirror and say a mantra. And every time you go in the mirror, say it. Every day could be something different. I'm going to succeed. I'm going to go back to school. I'm going to start a business. I'm going to fall in love. Whatever it is that you want to do, keep affirming yourself. Because affirmations make a difference. They make a difference. And they will reveal positive results. So then, meditation is key. Meditation. God bless all of you. Take care.